The rules that are established for both households aren't going to be set in stone. There may come a time when some of them need to be reevaluated. If you are able to communicate with your ex-spouse, schedule a time for the two of you to discuss it. Once you have come to some conclusion, you can discuss the results with the children. This is best if you can do it together. They will be more receptive to a united front than if only one parent is approaching them with the rule changes. Sometimes those rules will be in favor of the children. For example, you may give them a later bedtime of curfew due to being responsible and getting older. Others may tighten the reins somewhat, such as limiting TV or video gaming time. It will depend on what issues you are facing with your children. Too many parents tend to feel so bad that the children are in the middle of the divorce that they become extremely lenient. They don't set boundaries as they don't want to upset their children. They also don't want to be looked as the mean one as to compare to the other parent. Yet, children do crave boundaries and rules even if they won't tell you so. Never bend on the rules that you and your ex-spouse have agreed upon for both households. Doing so is going to create more problems for you than it's worth. The other parent is eventually going to find out, and they will likely be both hurt and angry over it. You may think you will win some affection from your children if you let them have a later curfew, but that isn't going to happen. They will have more respect for you if you stick to the established rules that are in place. Establishing very clear rules for children when you are divorced is a very important part to keep everyone happy. If you fail to see the importance of this, you may find that there are conflicts that continue to come into play over and over again. Don't let a power struggle result from all of this.